the rest of the story. Most fledgling artists, no matter how talented, are admonished by concerned parents to get a liberal education before pursuing a career in art, but for a certain lad named Lou, it was the other way around. Academically, there was very little hope for him, but since his earliest teens, there was no doubt of his future as a brilliant portrait painter. Much of Lou's remarkable artwork is exhibited today in a Paris museum bearing his name. If you could now identify that museum, then, well, then you would know the rest of the story. Lou was born 2 days past Christmas in 1822. His daddy sent the boy to a hometown elementary school, but from the first year in classes, it was clear Lou was just not cut out for academia. The youngster was, well, he was slow. Long after the other children had finished one rudimentary problem, gone on to another, little Lou was back where he'd started, trying desperately to comprehend what was required of him. The years passed, and Lou's schoolwork did not improve. Concerned over the terrible grades and the apparent lack of mental alertness, Daddy took it upon himself to tutor the deficient youngster. Perhaps personal attention was what the boy needed. But no, not only did Lou's seeming stupidity shock his father as it had his schoolmasters, but in time Lou rebelled in the only way that he knew how. He stole away with his young friends and went fishing. By the age of 13, Lou had neither learned nor accomplished anything. His parents decided that Lou was a hopeless dimwit with little future other than joining his father in the tannery business. But then came a surprise. Lou had a little art kit, and one day his mother found the boy in his room drawing. It was a portrait of her, and a rather beautiful portrait in pastels, so competently executed that it appeared the work of a seasoned artist. Could this be? Was this stunning likeness created by the untrained hand of a slow youngster? Might such detail be recognized and reproduced by an attentive mind? Paradoxical but true, what Lou seemed to lack in academic brilliance was compensated for by his artistic acumen. Next, a pastel of Lou's father, equally balanced, defined, scrupulously detailed. Subsequently, the boy explored other media, sketches and lithographs, paintings. Each of his subjects was carefully delineated, its character remarkably revealed. Lou's nickname became simply Artiste. Friends and acquaintances clamored to have their portraits painted. At school, his artwork won prizes. The impact of the other bad grades was softened now, for should Lou pursue his liberal education and fail, he would always have his art to fall back on. A charming recollection of the lad's pastels is exhibited today in a Paris museum bearing his name. And yet Lou was not to be honored because of his art. For the youngster did continue his liberal education, and despite chemistry papers marked fair, he chose chemistry as his lifetime endeavor. You see, the lad who was labeled a slow learner by his elementary school instructors, the boy who escaped the frightening challenges of reading, writing, and arithmetic by going fishing, the supposedly hopeless student whose only acumen seemed to be artistic, the youngster least likely to succeed in a chemistry career, was Lou Louis Pasteur. Now you know the rest of the story.